Our book reviewer, Alan Chews, believes there's nothing more harrowing than a good old-fashioned murder mystery. Nothing except for two of them. And with these new novels, he found what he was looking for.
Harrowing is the best way to describe Donald Farr's new novel, A Common Ordinary Murder. Harrowing and somehow exultant at the same time. The main character is Police Lieutenant Stephen McCord, a district commander in a fairly large, unnamed Midwestern city. On McCord's radar is a particularly brutal murder of an elderly political activist and the ghastly rape and murder of the man's daughter. Lieutenant McCord painstakingly searches for clues and hunts for the killer or killers while his marriage seems to be falling down around him, mainly because of his own doing. His wife, Nora, is deeply Catholic. McCord himself is deeply enamored of an intensive care nurse from a local hospital. These two strands of the story work in counterpoint, and Farr's unusually philosophical approach to murder and sex and infidelity heightens the struggle almost to operatic intensity. With questions about religious faith, fidelity, wisdom, the nature of the human animal, trust, and despair on almost every page, the novel reads almost like a whodunit by the late Leo Tolstoy. If you like a little satire with your blood, I highly recommend the new novel by John Darton, a veteran New York Times reporter and editor with at least one Pulitzer Prize under his belt and many other accolades. Darton now writes novels. His latest, Black and White and Dead All Over, opens with a body on the newsroom floor of a newspaper he calls the New York Globe. This certainly can't be the New York Times, can it? The famous gray lady of American journalism, with editors and owners and reporters falling all over themselves trying to catch the killer of a much-despised assistant managing editor. It's certainly a funhouse mirror image of the Times, though. A very large cast of neatly edged newsroom characters make for a very large list of suspects, and try as I might, I couldn't identify the killer myself until the novel had almost fully unfurled. So, nothing much ordinary about this book, as Darton packs more than half a lifetime of newspaper lore into these blood-drenched pages. Now, how about this for a crime menu? Donald Farr's novel for the entree, John Darton's for dessert.
Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University. Those two novels again, A Common Ordinary Murder by Donald Farr and Black and White and Dead All Over by John Darton.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.